Well, I'll tell you what, if you have ever frequented Vita Cucina Italia in the Fort Garry Hotel, I think this will not come as a surprise to you. If you are going to be going there, you might expect a little more pep in the step from the people who work there, because Vita Cucina Italia earns a 2025 Wine Spectator Restaurant Award. And it's the Best Of Award of Excellence. They don't hand these things out to just anybody. Now, there are over 3,800 recipients at, I think, three or four different categories. But we're talking around the world. So this is a big deal for the folks at Vita Cucina. And joining us now is the wine director, Christopher Sprague. Christopher, I'll start off by saying congratulations to you, sir, and to everybody involved in earning this distinction.
Oh, I thank you so much. It's a great honor and definitely a team effort on our behalf. So we're very proud to have achieved the Wine Spectator Award this year.
Right. So maybe if you could provide some perspective on just how proud and why you're as proud as you are as a restaurant to earn this honor.
Well, Wine Spectator is kind of like the wine Bible magazine of the world. So it's been around for since the 70s, and it kind of is the best reporting of wine that's done in a magazine form. And they have every year they honor restaurants that have the best wine programs all over the world. So you think about places like New York and Paris and Chicago and these great wine cities. They are honoring the wine lists that have been created by these restaurants to help promote their food, and they've picked us as one of their winners this year.
So how did Wine?
Very happy about that.
Yeah. So how did Wine Spectator do this, Christopher? Like, do they send representatives around to visit all the restaurants? And I mean, do they come in undercover? You don't know that you're being graded for this award?
We send in our wine list to be graded from them. So it's an application process, and their experts, who are some of the best wine experts and wine writers in the world, go through your list and make sure that it reflects your culinary skills and the wine matching skills, and that they are a synergy that's built in the restaurant. It's also graded upon the selections that are done, and of course the pricing, and every aspect of the wine service is kind of graded by them to achieve the awards and the different levels.
So I know whenever I'm writing a script or a story, which pales by comparison to what you would have had to do with this application, but, you know, I finesse it here and I finesse it there. How many times did you say, yeah, I like that. Oh, no, I want to make this change.
Oh, it's a daily thing for us, actually. So you have to tweak the wine list all the time because the chef is creating different dishes, and you need different wines that are going to go with that. And you also need different wines that people are going to enjoy. So, you know, in the wintertime, you reflect more heavier red wines because it's colder out and the food's a little heavier. In the summer and springtime, like now, you want lighter wines that can go with the food better and with the weather and what people want to enjoy. There's also trends that are involved. So certain wines become more trendy during this different seasons, or new grape varieties or new regions. We're finding a big resurgence in Canadian wines right now, which is very, very good. So we've added a bunch more into the list.
So as the wine director, and am I pronouncing that correctly too, Christopher? Yep. Vita Cucina Italia?
Vita.
Vita Cucina Italia. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of traveling to, you know, source out different wines, or is a lot of your work, you know, simply done remotely because we have that technology now?
It's a lot of both. So there's a lot of research remotely because you have to. There's constantly new techniques or new vintages or different barrels that are being used. So these things you have to learn that, through different sources, kind of like the Wine Spectator is a good source. And traveling is very important as well, because you have to make connections with people. A lot of the great wineries in the world are in very high demand and very low production. So a good relationship with the different wineries helps you acquire a few of the bottles.
So go ahead.
Both are really important.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, where is that award going to be placed at Vita Cucina Italia so as many people as possible can see it?
Oh, well, we're really looking forward to, I'm sure it's going to be around the front door somewhere. The hotel itself has been through a lot of renovation lately, so the lobby's brand new. The Oval Room, of course, has been redone. And Vita, being the latest restaurant that we've added to it, we have lots of beautiful places we can put this. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be around the front door where everybody can see it. We're very proud of what we've achieved.
Absolutely. I'm sure that as word gets out, a lot of people will want to come down and say, hey, what is all of this about? Christopher Sprague, the wine director for Vita Cucina Italia. Thanks for taking some time out, and congratulations to you and the rest of the staff at the restaurant, which I understand has only been open, what, for a couple of years? 2023? Yeah.
Yeah, we're in our second year right now, so it's been about a year and a half, and we're very proud of it.
What are you going to do for an encore then?
Wait and see.
All right. Thanks so much, Christopher, for joining us. Christopher Sprague, he is the wine director for Vita Cucina Italia, winning the Wine Spectator 2025 Restaurant Award for Best of Award of Excellence. And as Christopher mentioned, it is for the wine list, the pricing, the pairing, and everything that goes on with that.